Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is November 20th, 2023. I'm Benjamin Bernstein, and tonight we're doing Unconditional Love Immersion. And I welcome everyone who's here, including those who are here for the very first time. This is a free public event. In fact, let me just thank by name all the people I see here who are live right now. There's 39 so far. Welcome to Angela, Apoorva, Arlene, Arunporn, Bevy, Brian, another Brian. Let me see if I can scroll here. Hang on. We also have Brittany, Carrie, Kathy, Darla, Eric, Helena, Izzy. Oh, that's Helena. Forgive me. Izzy, Joanne, Casey, Katie. Is that Kimidarko? I hope I'm saying that right. Kirk, Laura, Lauren. And I have to move my scroll again. Hang on. It's a little finicky tonight. Marla, Marianne, Monica, Nicole, Pat, Paula, Richard, S-M-A-N-D. Not quite sure how I should pronounce that. Tricia, and then some phone callers too, as well as EMC, James, and Mina. We've also got Nanda, Stephanie, and Tina. A lot of names I've never seen before. So welcome you all first timers. So since we do have quite a few new folks, and someone is saying, not hearing you today. If anyone else is, again, we had people confirm that the sound was good. So EMC, it appears to be a problem on your end. I am transmitting sound. So obviously he may not be able to hear me, or are they? So I hope EMC can work that out. Anyhow, what we're doing here is, let me just describe sort of the game plan here. I'm sitting at my shamanic mesa. And after this little intro, I'm going to call the directions in the language called Quechua. That's going to start the energy coming in. After that, I'm going to invoke a whole bunch of allies of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. I've been on the spiritual path for over 45 years. I've accumulated quite a collection of allies, and they're all going to help us out tonight. Then once the allies are here, we're going to set up a sacred field, a container, and that's going to hold safe, sacred space for us as we work. Once all that is done, I'm going to lead you in embodied awakening, where you're going to invite your higher self to merge with your human self. And that's pretty cool all by itself. But that's just the warm-up, because after that's done, then we're going to ask the allies to give each of us the maximum experience of unconditional love that serves highest good. Now, my own experience of unconditional love is it's not the warm, fuzzy heart center thing that most people think of as love. Unconditional love is embracing everything exactly as it is. Unconditional love says, I love it all. And my experience from that level is that's just unconditional acceptance, no judgment, just being fine with everything that is. Again, that's from that highest level of unconditional love, highest, a level of unconditional love. Now, it's weird because my human self has a decided preference for the path of love and light. And Benjamin is very much an advocate for that path. And yet the level of unconditional love embraces all of it, light and dark, equally. So it doesn't take sides. So, and this is the kind of love I think Jesus was trying to teach, you know, just accepting love for all beings. So it's, for me, it's kind of a both and. Benjamin can be simultaneously strongly advocating for the path of love and light. The part of me that's awakened as unconditional love just embraces all of it as it is. Kind of have to be there to understand it, but that's the best I can put it in words right now. Anyhow, that's what we're up to. Now, not everyone may get to that level of experiencing unconditional love. If you're not quite ready for that, then what will happen is the allies will do their best to clear away what's in the way of your experience of unconditional love. There's a great Rumi quote, something like, seek not love, seek to remove the obstacles to love. So if the best they can do today is to help remove those obstacles, then your experience might be a little more about feeling heavy stuff getting stirred up and flushed away, which is wonderful too, because every bit of that you flush away, you awaken a little more deeply to your love and light being. So your experience might be, oh, I'm just, you know, in that deep, profound oneness of unconditional love. It might be I'm feeling some sticky, heavy stuff being flushed out and released. It might be both. You know, each of us is going to get exactly what we need because the allies are going to be with each and every one of us. Even if you're an Awakening Plus member and you're just getting this via the recording, you'll have the same experience. Our Our archives are just as powerfully supported by our Beings of Love and Light as the live events are. The free public events like this, we make the free live event free to the public, but to get to the archives, we have over 600 archived events. That requires membership. And of course, if you know about this, then you probably saw the email where I talk about, oh, here's info on Awakening Plus. And you can always check that out at awakeningplus.com if you're interested. So that's enough talking. Let's do some experiencing. So as always, with every energetic event we do, I request your full consciousness, your full presence with us. So I'm going to sincerely request that you do only this. Please don't multitask. Act like you're right here in the room with me. And just the best you can, give us your full attention. The reason I ask this, which does seem like an unreasonable request in this day and age, but the fact is everyone on this call, live or on the recording, is affecting everybody else with their energy. We all co-create the space. And if you're fully present, fully engaged with what we're doing for this hour or so that it'll take, then you're not only giving yourself a better experience, but you're supporting everyone else as well. And someone wants AI Companion to start, and I'll be happy to start that. We'll make that available to all participants. AI Companion is on. Okay, so whatever that does, we got that now. And someone is saying you are breaking up and freezing up a bit. I do have strong internet here, so if anyone's having audio or connection issues, that's most likely on your end. So I fear there's nothing I can do about that. I'm so sorry. Okay. So enough preamble. Let's do this. I invite you now to close your eyes. One last little note. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies, please ease me out of the field, and they will happily do that. There will be no disruption to the event if you have to leave early. All right. I invite you with your eyes closed. I'm going to assume it is safe for you to have your eyes closed now. Just become aware of how your body feels. If you have awareness of your energy body, that part of you that's prana, chi, life force, just see how that feels as well. And when I start yawning like this on an event, it's not because I'm tired, it's because energy is starting to move through me. Yawning is one way of releasing energy. Same with belching. All right. So hopefully you now have a sense of, I know how my body feels, I know how my energy body feels, and we may check in on that later to see if it's changed. Okay. So I'm going to have you remain passive. And as I call the directions and call in our beautiful divine allies, if you notice a feeling of shift of energy, just have that be what you pay attention to. If you cannot feel that, it's fine. Just feel your breath come and go on its own passively. So whether you're focusing on energy awareness or breath, you're just passive, just feeling what's happening as I set us up here. Right. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakocha Inti Kwichi. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, higher vibrational awareness. Higher self, please occupy and operate Benjamin to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's Higher Self, Amma the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless us and protect this work. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirit of the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Ayers Rock, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu, Grandfather Mountain. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our sacred container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, feel free to call them now. You can do this even if you're on the recording. We all come together magically beyond time and space. Alrighty, feels wonderful. Okay, so now we're going to do embodied awakening. The way this works is you can imagine your physical body like a car. In this process, your ego moves to the passenger seat so your higher self can drive. But your ego is still the boss. If for any reason it doesn't like the way your higher self is driving, you can just think yourself right back behind the wheel. You're there. The higher self steps immediately out with no fuss. So you can get right back to where it was instantly. No fuss, no problem. So if any part of you is concerned about letting your higher self drive, just assure that part, hey, we can reverse this instantly. No problem. We're in no danger here to try it. Why would you want to go to embodied awakening? Well, among the benefits of embodied awakening is that you have more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you can do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure stuff out so much, you'll just know what to do better through intuition. And there's also this full body euphoria. So lots of good stuff there with embodied awakening. So if you would like to do this with me, here, let's do it together. Also, I can guarantee there will not be any overwhelm in this embodied awakening process. In fact, our events don't allow overwhelm. Our beings of love and light, our higher selves, are active, and they're never going to give you more than you can do. It might be intense. It won't be too much. So you're safe to try this. Okay, so it's an 8-word invocation. In fact, I'll go ahead and preview the language. We're not doing it for real yet, and you don't have to memorize it. But here's the words we're about to say. We're going to say maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. So now that you know what they are and your egos check those out, if you're willing to do that, I invite you to repeat after me now. Do this out loud if you can, silently if you must, starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Very good. Let the words go and become completely passive. Your higher self is there at the top of your head waiting to come in, and your passivity is what lets it in. Your higher self is the you one level up that created your human self. It only wants to help you out. It will only come into you to the greatest extent that serves your highest good. So you'll get the best experience if you do the following. I recommend you do not do any of the following. No effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. Just be passive and let it come to you. It's kind of like you're a sponge and it's water soaking in. So if you're feeling the incoming energy, that's your focus. Just feel the energy soaking into you. If you cannot feel that, then just feel your breath come and go on its own. But you're passively feeling either way. It's either energy or the backup is to feel breath. If at any point you get distracted, your attention goes anywhere other than feeling energy or breath, you'll notice that at some point, then you just gently return your attention to feeling passively again. If the distraction remains in the background, no problem, it's welcome. You just don't focus on it. To the best of your ability, you just feel energy or feel breath. The final nuance, if you want, is to discover what's the least amount of effort that you need even to feel energy or breath. I call this the minimum effort game. I like to start the game at zero effort. So knowing that whatever happens is fine, I invite you now to drop to no effort at all. This means you're not even trying to feel anything. You're just there passively. Try zero for a moment. I felt a lot of you just go into embodied awakening right there. Well done. Usually it's when a person drops to zero effort that they go right into embodied awakening. However, if you went to zero and you lost all awareness of energy or breath, then add back just barely enough effort to feel it again. If zero effort gets done, gets the job done, great. If not, use the least effort that lets you be aware of energy or breath. It's not very much effort at all. So how would you know when you get to embodied awakening? There will be four things true at the same time. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, it's peaceful, and all this is effortless. Again, No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless. See if that's true right now. If so, just relax and enjoy it for a moment. If you're not all the way there, then stay passive. Again, trying, using effort will not help you. It'll only push it away. Your passivity is what lets it in. And you know what? Even if you don't get 100% to what I just described, if you just get partway there, that's fabulous. We'll celebrate that. Awakening is more of a dimmer switch than an on-off switch. It's endlessly incremental. Okay, I feel like we're pretty good. Just take a moment, see how you feel. If you can remember back to how you felt when we started, compare that to this. And I'm definitely getting the thumbs up that we are good to go with our unconditional love process. Now, technically, what we're about to do is a custom invocation, where we're asking for a specific energetic state. And once we ask for it, we're just going to relax and let it run itself. So, pretty easy. So, we're about to invoke maximum unconditional love that serves highest good. That's pretty much the words we're going to be using as well. So, let's go ahead and do this. Again, if you have joined us after my instructions, I request, please, your undivided attention. Please do only this. That will support you, and because your energy will affect all others on the call, it will help everyone else too. So let's go ahead and invoke unconditional love. Please repeat after me, speaking to your higher self. Maximum unconditional love that serves highest good, please. And relax. So we got the influx happening. So each one of us is going to have a little bit different experience. Each of us has unique consciousness and needs a little bit different particular frequency to get us to the highest unconditional love we can hold. Again, if your consciousness can't support that yet, the allies will get as much heavy stuff out of the way to move you toward that possibility. So I invite you not to be attached at any given moment to whether your experience is more blissful or more challenging. Any or all of that could be in the mix tonight. But again, if challenging stuff is happening, they're only trying to stir up and flush away heavy energies from your field. And the very fact of them doing that will definitely deepen your awakening at least a little bit. So it's all good, regardless of if it feels challenging in the moment. So try to release that preference and just be with whatever happens. For the rest of the call, there might be some periods of silence. I may or may not be instructed to share music, and we'll do so if guided by our allies. So relax. And just let the energy move on its own. The more passive you are, the better it will work. Yeah, we've got a strong current coming in. Just relax and let the allies customize it for you. My body's starting to shake, which is fairly common. If your body at any point wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, just allow that. If you need to cry or make sound, if you need to get up and stomp or flail your arms, you know, whatever your body wants to do to move energy, that's all fine. No one can hear you because I've muted everybody. And unless you turned your camera on, no one can see you. So I invite you to let your body do what it wants to do. And your process might also be still and silent. Just let it be what it wants to be. So a song is being requested. I'm going to get my guitar and get set up for that. So to be clear, this is not designed to be entertainment. Any music I do tonight is strictly to support the energy of the process. So keep your attention on your own inner experience and sort of let the music be there in the background. In this moment, in this place,
there is only love. love. There is only love, love that heals, love that sets me
Just take a moment to see how you feel, your body, your energy body. And relax back into complete passivity. There's a very sweet energy available in the field now. Just relax into whatever you're feeling. If I'm describing a particular energy or experience and it's not what you're experiencing, then go with what you are experiencing. Many people get different and customized experiences when we do our events. So just relax into whatever your experience may be. So it's going to be a musical kind of event. They're calling another song now. This is a ayahuasca song. Once again, the music is to help move consciousness. So be focused on your own experience, whatever you're feeling. Just put your attention there and let the music sort of be in the background to support you. Ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos, ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita cura nos, madrecita I need, madrecita. The cura nos, medicina I need, medicina cura nos, medicina I need, medicina cura nos, abuelita I need, abuelita cura nos, abuelita I need. Abuelita cura nos. Ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura knows, ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura knows, madrecita I need, madrecita cura knows, madrecita I need, madrecita. The cura knows, medicina I need, medicina cura knows, medicina I need, medicina cura knows, abuelita I need, abuelita cura knows, abuelita I need. Abuelita cura knows. Lay da 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 da. Ayahuasca I need. Ayahuasca cura knows. Ayahuasca I need. Ayahuasca cura knows, madrecita I need, madrecita cura knows, madrecita I need, madrecita cura knows, medicina I need, medicina cura knows. Medicina I need, medicina cura knows, abuelita I need, abuelita cura knows, abuelita I need, abuelita cura knows. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura knows, ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura knows. Madrecita I need, madrecita cura knows, madrecita I need, madrecita cura knows, medicina I need, medicina cura knows, medicina I need. Medicina cura knows, abuelita I need, abuelita cura knows, abuelita I need, abuelita cura knows. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura knows, ayahuasca I need, ayahuasca cura knows, madrecita I need, madrecita. Cura knows, madrecita I need, madrecita cura knows, medicina I need, medicina cura knows, medicina I need, medicina cura knows, Wabalita I need. Abuelita Cornos. Abuelita I need. Abuelita Cornos. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. La da 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 da. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca summa kunaididi manta kunai kayiri shamu yadiri. Ayahuasca summa kunaididi mantai kunai kayiri shamu yari ri 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 ri. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Ayahuasca summa kunaididi mantai kunai kayiri shamu yari ri ri. Chakru nita summa kunaididi mantai kunai kayiri shamu yari ri 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 ri. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Shining rock summa kunaididi mantai kunai kayiri shamu yari ri 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 ri. Condor condor summa kunaididi mantai kunai kayiri shamu yari ri 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 ri. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Apenas sale la aurora en las montañas se oyen cantar. Archangel Michael summa kunaididi mantai kunai kayiri shamu yari ri 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 ri. Jesus Christo summa kunaididi Mantai kunai kayari shamu yari ri 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 Appenasale la rora en las montañas se oyan cantar Appenasale la rora En las montañas se oyen cantar. French Broad River, summa kunai didi. Montai kunai kayadi. Shamu yadi di 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 di. Oso blanco, summa kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari shamu yari ri 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 Appena sale l'aurora en las montagnas se oyen cantar Appena sale l'aurora En las montañas se oyen cantar. Ama, ama, summa kunai didi. Montai kunai kayari. Shamu yari di 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 di. Shiva, Shiva, summa kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari shamu yari ri 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 Appena sale l'aurora en las montagnas se oyen cantar Appena sale l'aurora En las montañas se oyen cantar. Maestros, maestros, summa kunai didi. Montai kunai kayari. Shambhu yari di 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 di. Familia, summa kunai didi. Mantai kunai kayari shamu yari di 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 shamu yari di 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 shamu yari di 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 di
Take a moment just to notice how you feel in your physical body, in your energy body, in whatever state you're in right now. Once you've noticed, relax and go back to complete passivity. Letting the experience be what it is, whether it's blissful or challenging or whatever. Blissful is wonderful because it's blissful. Challenge is wonderful because it's stirring up and flushing away heavy energy that's in the way of your deeper awakening and your deeper experiencing of unconditional love. We'll be in process for just a few more minutes. So I invite you to just relax and just experience fully whatever our beautiful divine allies are providing for you right now. The more you're willing to release everything you are and everything you have been, the easier it will be for these beautiful allies to lift you into a new awareness of a more magnificent you you've never known before in this lifetime. A you that is closer to the radiance of unconditional love. So I'm starting to feel us becoming a bit more aware of our physical bodies. Some of us have been other ways, other places than the physical body. Now we're being gently escorted back into our physical forms if we have been elsewhere. And all these beautiful radiant energies we've been part of are being incorporated into our physical bodies to the greatest extent that serve highest good. You might feel that happening. For some of us, it's fully back in the body and they've brought what energies they can into the physical form. For others, it's a both and. There is awareness of the physical body and full functionality, and there's also this expanded awareness of other dimensions. All at the same time. Each of us getting whichever experience is of greatest service to us. Beloved allies, we are so grateful for these beautiful energies that we've experienced, and we ask to share that blessing. So, allies, would you please share this energy with all beings on earth whose highest good will be served by receiving it? And we humans don't have to do a thing. The allies are taking care of all the sharing of energy. Also, it's all being pulled from divine source, so none of us are in any way being diminished by this sharing. If anything, we're amplified by it. Thank you, allies. And now please share this good medicine with all other beings everywhere who will benefit from it, wherever they may be. That is a sweet field. Thank you, Alice. All right. We're going to close the process. After we close, I will speak a bit, and then we'll open it up for Q&A. Anyone who wishes to hang around and comment on their experience or ask questions. Pachamama Mamakia. Wirakocham Inti Quichi Thank you, beloved allies, for this beautiful experience. We're so grateful. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. We ask that you, anyone who's been part of this event, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? That formally closes the container. If you are not a member of Awakening Plus, you can check it out at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. We do a couple of free events every month, but there's at least 9 more events every month. It's just members only. We do a wide variety of things, ranging from really gentle to really intense. And there's lots of other cool stuff in the membership as well to support your healing and awakening and thriving. So I invite you to check that out if that sounds interesting. All right, let's open this up for anyone who has a question or comment. I see that AB Comfer has already said, so special. Thank you. Blessings, everyone. Thanks for that feedback. And let me make sure everyone can unmute. Just a sec. Okay, unmuting is now allowed. If you would like to speak, all you got to do is unmute yourself. If you're on the phone, that's *6. Otherwise, if you're on a Zoom, then hit that little mic icon and take the slash off it. And feel free to share. You're also welcome to type in the chat if you prefer. Monica has typed, that was powerful. Thank you, Benjamin. Is Spirit Song feeling better this week? She is. Her spirit daughter, Kristen, just arrived about an hour ago, and she's delighted to be having her here for a few days, as am I. Yeah, and her spirits are good. Thank you, Monica. Apurva says, beautiful, with a heart. Natalie says, amazing. Thanks so much. So it sounds like some people had good experiences. I'm glad to see that. If this is all the time you have, you're welcome to depart if you need to. And you're also welcome to hang around for the Q&A. Brittany types, I had a big healing last night, so I had a release before going to Unconditional Love. It was perfect. Thank you so much. Glad you had a good experience, Brittany. Anybody else have anything they want to share? Richard says, very deepo. Thanks. And then Judith says, thank you so much. So special, always such a mind-expanding journey. Glad to hear that. Marla says, thank you, basking still. Lauren says, thank you. I had a healing and now I'm in a state of deep bliss. Glad to hear that, Lauren. Tina says, thank you, with a little smiley. I'm so grateful that each and every one of you came. We all co-created the event, and we all made it happen together. Bevy says, thank you so much, Benjamin, with a loving smiley face. Elle says, very lovely and loving, grateful always. Thank you, Elle. And Darla says, awesome. All caps. Thanks, Darla. I'm glad you finally got your sound working. Kirk says, no questions, just expressing my appreciation. Well, your appreciation is most welcome, Kirk. Thank you. Brian says, so beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. So anyone who's sensitive, you might notice the energy is shifting. The allies, we dismiss them, but they hang around and give us good energy. So I'm feeling some really nice energy in my brain right now. Casey says, my body was shaking, jerking, and had some foot cramps on and off both feet. A dear friend passed away last week, a reaction to releasing grief. Feeling better now. Thank you. Well, you were definitely clear in something, Casey. I've had all that kind of stuff happen and still do a lot. Shaking, jerking, cramps. Yeah. So it's just heavy energy getting sort of stirred up and flushed away, sounds like. At least that's what happens to me when that sort of thing happens. So that stuff is very common with energy healing work. And if you were releasing grief, Casey, you would have felt grief. You would have felt the sadness. He says, great, thank you. Again, I'm assuming it's K-A-S-E-Y. I don't know. Could be, I don't know the gender, so I try not to presume. Sorry if I misstated your gender there. All right, let's go ahead and wrap up soon. So any last questions or comments? Oh, Casey is female. Thanks for letting me know. So last call for feedback. Darla, hi.
That's super fantastic. It's so relaxing. Okay. And so soothing. I've done many, many, many things, and this is like on top of the list. Oh. It's so beautiful.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that, Carla. Thank you. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
And based on what I feel from you, you're serving us by being here. You're holding a lovely vibration yourself. Thank you. And Kim typed, thank you so very much, with 3 exclamation points.
And I enjoyed your comment that you made about the woman who had suffered being given away by her dad. And I just thought that your sharing of that needs to be done, and you did it. And so I know you don't have to be proud of yourself, but it comes from my heart that most won't do it because it's not popular. So whatever that is, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Darla. What she's referring to is I have a podcast called Awaken, Heal, and Thrive. You should be able to get it most everywhere that they have podcasts. And the most recent episode, I interviewed one of my clients who was a victim of child sex trafficking for many years. And I've been working with her to heal all that. And she shared a lot of her experiences and her healing process on that episode. It's a pretty intense one. So again, it's something you would be careful about whether you wanted to listen to it or not. But if you're open to that sort of thing, there's some very powerful revelations in there. So that's available wherever you get your podcasts. And Judith said, blessings to all. Namaste, Benjamin. Thank you, Judith. All right, let's wrap it up, folks. So grateful to each and every one of you who was here. Again, if you're not a member of Awakening Plus, you can check that out at awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com. In fact, there's a dollar for 30-day trial. If you wanted to spend $1 and try it for a whole month and see what you think, you can evaluate it that way. We have a lot of members who've been with us for years, and they tell me they're getting a lot of ongoing benefit from it. Okay. Thank you all so much. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks so much for being here. So grateful to you all. And I wish you a blessed week. If you're doing the American Thanksgiving, I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And whatever you're doing, I hope it's wonderful. Goodbye.